So in this episode, we're going to be looking at the Buddha. The events of the life of the Buddha are incredibly important for Buddhists today. Buddha was the son of Queen Mahayana and the king of Suddhodana. At the moment of his conception, there is said to have been a bright light and earthquakes. A white elephant came down from the sky and entered her side. The queen gave birth to Buddha standing up, and he came from her right side. Two jets of water, one cold and one hot, appeared from the sky to bathe the baby. Siddhartha Gautama, which is the birth name of the Buddha, took steps in each of the four directions of the compass. The Buddha said it would be his last rebirth as a human. Asita the sage said he would either become a king or a spiritual leader. Siddhartha was successful at everything, kind and well-mannered. He married Yasodhara and they had a baby boy named Rahula. Buddha lived in northern India from 563 until 483. We learn most of his life events from the Pali Canon, which is the oldest source. The Ten Acts are a framework used by Buddhists to understand Buddha's life. Legend is hard to decipher from the facts. So to try and recap, what is the name of the framework Buddhists use to understand Buddha's life? Ten Acts, Ten Choices, Five Choices, or Five Acts? That's Ten Acts. Now let's look at the ascetic and enlightened life. Siddhartha left his life in order to seek a solution to suffering. Siddhartha was bored and made four trips out of the palace. In the first one, he came across an old man without teeth and a walking stick. The second one, he saw a sick person in agony. In the third one, he met a funeral procession carrying a dead body to the river. And on the fourth trip, he met a barefoot man with a shaven head and a simple robe. These are known as the four signs or sights. Aged 29, Siddhartha left the palace in order to find the solution to suffering. He lived an ascetic life in the forest for 6 years. He punished his body and followed many teachings, but did not find the answers. He was nursed back to strength with some rice milk a young girl gave him. He then sat under a large Bodhi tree and began to meditate. Under the tree, he was tempted by Mara, the demon, but he ignored it and touched the ground with his right hand. Then the earth began to quake. Siddhartha meditated until he had reached a state of purity. He had three insights in the night, known as threefold knowledge. He saw his own previous lives. He understood the causes of birth and death, and then he reached omniscience and became aware of the true nature of all things. This is when he achieved enlightenment and became the Buddha. The beginning of the Sangha, which is community, was marked by the five friends Buddha taught in Sarnath, first teaching the noble truths. Buddha travelled around India teaching anyone who would listen for 45 years. All conditioned things are subject to decay. Attain perfection through diligence, were his last words. So just to recap, Siddhartha left the palace aged 29 in order to find the solution to suffering. He lived an ascetic life in the forest for 6 years. And can we drag the four signs into the correct order? We have Siddhartha came across an old man without teeth and a walking stick. Siddhartha met a barefoot man with a shaven head and simple robe. Siddhartha saw a sick person in agony. And Siddhartha met a funeral procession carrying a dead body to the river. So the first sign is the old man without teeth and a walking stick. The second sign is the sick person in agony. The third sign is the funeral procession. And the fourth sign is the barefoot man with a shaven head and simple robe. Can we remember Siddhartha was married to Yasodhara and they had a baby boy named Rahula. What's Siddhartha's second name? It's Gautama. And which of these statements are true of Buddha's enlightenment? He travelled around India for 54 years teaching, or he travelled around India for 45 years teaching? That's 45 years. He had seven insights in the night known as sevenfold knowledge, or he had three insights in the night known as threefold knowledge. There were only three insights. And the moment of enlightenment was the beginning of the Sangha, or the beginning of the Sangha were the five friends the Buddha taught? The beginning of the Sangha was actually the five friends. And can we remember Siddhartha's last name? That's Gautama. And let's try and find the wrong word in this sentence. Buddha lived in northern India from 563 until 483. We learn most of his life events from the Sanskrit canon. In fact, We learn most of his life events from the Pali Canon. And that's all you need to know about the Buddha.
If you found this episode useful and want to learn 2 times faster for free, head over to senecalearning.com or click the link in the bio to revise all your exam subjects for free.